Hello.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I am doing all right.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I just saw your link there in the on the thing. So I guess this is live. Are we doing live here?
No, we're just recording it.
Ah,
It's
okay.
like
All right. Dope.
Anchor's tool for recording with other people, so like, I don't have to try and upload the audio from somewhere else.
That's convenient then.
It
That's
is quite
good.
convenient.
Yeah.
So,
So
if you want,
everything, yeah.
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just checking everything good on your end. It must be morning there, right?
No,
Or wait,
it's
no,
kind of
it's
night.
night. All right, night. That's right. It's morning
Tomorrow
here.
morning, because I worked for like 3 days and then I just slept for like 12 hours. So,
Oh, shit.
it's just I'm just waking up. It's my morning right now. My sleep schedule's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens with crypto and
It
blockchain.
does. Especially this the past 2 weeks with like first it was virtual blockchain week, and that led right into Ready Layer One, and then the next couple days is Ethereal Virtual, and then Consensus Distributed, and the Contemporary Association for Digital Arts Fair is coming up. Oh,
Wow.
too much going on.
It is like I was thinking about it too, because there's been quite a lot happening just in general in the blockchain scene for a while, but now that all the physical events have gotten shut down, everybody's going virtual and there it's really hard to keep track of it all now.
It really
It's
and
crazy.
now like and like I thought I figured I'll check out these events and it'll help me like understand better about like some of this stuff that I'm still iffy on, but really it's just created an even bigger list of shit to research even more. So it's like all these other projects I didn't know about that people are talking about. Cool.
Yeah,
So
that's the thing about the rabbit hole, like,
I
and
was
that's
not
why
catching any
it's oh
of a rabbit
man, it's
hole. At the bottom of the rabbit hole, and then you're like, what are these six other rabbit holes down here?
yeah. And then next thing you know, it's like 12 hours later and you're still confused.
Yep. Next thing you know, you're 45 browser tabs deep, forgot what you were originally looking for. Got a
Yeah,
thousand new ideas for ways to utilize things and don't remember any of them.
that is.
Nuts.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way out. Once you're in the rabbit hole, you're just going deeper. There's no coming back.
Oh, I know. And this morning, like, I woke up a bit earlier because I wanted to try and get one of the parcels in the Crypto Voxels tower on the new island,
Fuck.
and
Forgot
it
to hook
was
that.
like it was crazy. I mean, like, they delayed it, like it got delayed 2 days, so it finally happened this morning, and I got one.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
I managed to get one. I was It's funny because I had all my ether in wrapped ether because I thought it was going to be an auction. So I had like bids on a few, and I was thought, okay, like let me just keep up to date on the bids. And then I see it go on sale, and I'm like, shit. So I hit buy, and I don't have enough ether. And I'm like, okay, fuck. I gotta go now. Convert my wrapped ether back into ether, and then hopefully get the parcel, which I ended up doing. So yeah, it was just a crazy experience.
Yeah, I'm in 100 Discords. Literally, I just left some yesterday to join new ones.
Yeah, Discords can be crazy.
Yeah, Telegram is even worse.
I know. Yeah, I hate Telegram. Actually, it was good that they updated it with the ability to create folders, because before that it was just like everything is I just had to mute pretty much everything. It was just like, oh man, this is too much.
Oh yeah, I have all my notifications on everything muted. My phone's on silent mode 100% of the time. Just like I got too much going on my own without other people chiming in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a challenge to
Is
create that
definitely
balance. Yeah.
one of these days I'll get there.
So, what are we going to chat about?
Well, I mean, so far my podcast has pretty much just been chatting about whatever and trying to get some
Okay.
questions about people's projects.
Yeah.
But if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. All right. Roughly how long do we chat for? Or so?
I don't know however long it ends up lasting. If you gotta go sometime, just let me know.
Okay, cool.
Let's
I
do
think
another episode.
I could do about half an hour, I think, is good for me.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We don't get to
Okay.
all the questions. We can just do another episode at some point.
All right, so just let me know when you're ready, and then we can kick it off.
Oh, we've been recording this whole time.
Oh. Do you do an introduction, or is it just kind of like a just roll with
I
it?
have a section that I recorded
Ah,
that
all
I
right.
think is, but like it doesn't save properly as an MP3 file. I gotta like record it through one of my streaming or video capture things or something like that, 'cause it's on my Facebook, and I'm like just extract the audio out of it. I don't know, it's
Okay.
pretty great. It's a little rap.
Okay, nice.
I'm not a rapper, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much like I think personally anybody can rap. I think it's
Yeah, I've been doing poetry for like a long time, so
yeah,
usually
it's the same thing,
poetry with a beat. Like,
Cool. All right, so then, shall we? Yeah, let's do it.
yeah, so if you wanna go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right. Hey, what's up? I'm Vandal, aka Jason. I'm out here in Malaysia. I'm originally from Toronto, Canada, and I'm the founder of DAO Records. I'm a hip hop artist, entrepreneur, event organizer, and community builder. And thanks for having me on the show.
You are welcome. So, what motivated you to create DAO Records?
Actually, it's interesting because I've been trying to find a way of how to kind of merge the music and the entertainment stuff that I've been working on for the past 20 plus years into the blockchain stuff that I've been exploring for the past 3 plus years. And I've been involved in different platforms like MusicCoin, Steemit, and other stuff for a little while. And I had kind of put my record label on hold. I used to run a record label like I don't know, maybe like 10 years ago, and it was doing pretty good, but I still had this digital distribution deal with Believe Digital, and I was using it, and I thought, okay, well, here's an opportunity now that I've got more into NFTs, and I was studying the crypto art scene, and I started meeting new people, and it kind of inspired me to bring back the record label, but kind of do it with a twist. Whereas, like, what we're trying to do is democratize the music industry and kind of reinvent how record labels work by focusing on transparency and fairness and decentralization in a sense, where we kind of create like a hybrid between the traditional industry that's out there, let's say the streaming platforms like Spotify, and then the blockchain platforms like, say, Emanate or Yuzo or Audius and such. So that's kind of how DAO Records started.
Very cool. You guys are partnered with East Gang, right?
Sorry?
You guys are East Gang partner, right?
Yeah, the guys, Lil Siri from East Gang, reached out, and I think that the music scene in blockchain is still pretty small. And
It seems like it.
we're part of the same community, so I think it's important that we all kind of work together and partner and build and do things just to kind of we need to create more awareness. So I'm all about partnering, collaborating, like that's my main thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the like creative NFT space and like just the general Web3 ecosystem are coming to that, like coming to be part of that mentality where like instead of trying to make the most money, how can I have the most benefit and better help this whole ecosystem and fucking adoption of blockchain and Web3 evolve?
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, for me, it's all like my motto is make cool shit, Like, and the only way to
Right.
really do that is to collaborate with people. And I think that's the beauty also of open source is because it does really encourage collaboration over everything else. And I mean, money is important for everybody. We need to live. We have different levels of needs and that sort of thing. But when you build stuff with the intention of money, that's totally different than just building or creating with the intention of just creating.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and money's going to get less and less important in the future, I think. Like, especially with the pandemic going on, like people are waking up to how interdependent we are as a global community.
Yeah, definitely. And that is something that was shown with everything that's been happening with the pandemic. Like, lots of people are losing their jobs. And I think in this point in time, people are like, they're still in shock with what's happening, and they haven't quite, like, it hasn't quite hit yet. And when it does, I think there will be that sort of interdependency between people within their communities, as opposed to like on the bigger scale. I think this will kind of help communities solidify and rally around the support of people within these communities. So I think that's a really good thing. And as, on top of that, we have the virtual communities. We have the blockchain communities. We have the music communities. We have all these people who are interconnected with the technology, that we can all sort of support each other the best way that we can virtually. But then also on a local community level, you have that physical interaction with people and the support on the ground, which I think is going to be really important.
Yeah, and like we all have different skill sets, and everybody's, a lot of us anyway, are trying to build really cool things like to utilize blockchain in new and innovative ways instead of like, oh, I'm trying to build a profitable business. It's like, oh, I want to do this because I want to do it and I like it. And like, I've seen a lot already of like, hey, I could do this for you if you can do this for me. Instead of like, I'll pay you this much, it's like, I have this skill set and you have that skill set and we can mutually benefit.
Yeah, it's kind of how I'm working with DAO Records now at the moment, especially with the stuff we're doing with our releases and with the pop-up. It's kind of like, okay, we collaborate, we put our energies and efforts in, and then we share in the rewards.
Right. Yeah, I'm on East Gang as an artist and musician, I think, and then we're partners with the Gooseness.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I think that this is what makes the community and this scene as a whole like unique in that sense, where people bring their own skill set, like you said, to the table, and then we come together as a collective and we do things and we support each other and we try and sort of grow from that, and hopefully at the same time we can also be able to monetize the things that we do or get what we need from other people by offering what we have. And
Right.
just like having fun with it. Like the thing that I really like about it is that this is really all like one big experiment right now. And anything,
Really
like, we can do anything. There's no sort of constraint or whatever. Like, okay, I'm gonna let's try this. All right. Does it work? Did it work? I don't know. Let's try and make it better, And it's,
right, and like 10 years from now, when all this is mainstream, people are going to be looking back at like us getting in on it early, like the. Like crypto artists and the people putting music and whatever else on chain and as NFTs and digitizing physical assets. Like we're the pioneers right now of a whole new ecosystem and like a whole new economy.
it's exciting. Like, it's funny because
It's
I got one of my friends. He's an awesome MC, and he was actually featured on the first pop-up, and we also just released his latest song. And he's like, he's always really into this kind of thing. When I told him about Bitcoin like a few years ago, and then I was telling him, get Steem it and trying to get him interested in these alternative ways of kind of doing your creations and making a bit of income out of it. And he was all ready to buy a parcel today on Crypto Voxels, because he has this idea of creating sort of a community center, where bringing people sort of in the real world where he lives, like into the virtual world, and running like workshops and that kind of thing. So we're like waiting together. He's like, okay, ready. Okay, get your parcel. And then he's like, I don't know what to do. So I didn't really know what to do
That's very
either
cool.
until like I luckily got it. So then I told him, okay, wait till the next parcels open up on in the tower. And now he knows what exactly what to do. And I was like, all right, get your parcel.
Yeah, I've not been able to do a lot with crypto voxels because my computer is a piece of garbage, and like, I don't know, I can run like decent games like it's nothing, and then I hop in crypto voxels and I get like 3 frames a second.
Damn. Yeah, my computer also is kind of old. It's about 4 years old, and it's just a laptop. So I do encounter like it. I hear it spinning. It's like, ooh, and I'm like, okay, got to close it.
Oh yeah,
Close
mine
everything
is
else.
making horrible noises all the
But compared
time.
to the other virtual worlds, I mean, Crypto Voxels is probably the easiest to run on most computers. So.
Yeah, that's what I don't get about it. Like, I mean, I can play like Call of Duty or some shit, and I don't really have issues. And I might have some frame drops or whatever, you know what I mean? But like, I get 3 or 4 frames a second in crypto voxels, and like, I can't even move. And it's like, this isn't even that, like, it's not graphics intensive in any way. Like, how
Huh.
can I not run this? I don't get it.
Yeah, that is interesting. Is your call of
I think it might just be like a compatibility issue with like my video card drivers, or maybe it's just the fact that I'm using the developer version of the Edge browser.
Yeah, it could be the browser, actually. I don't know.
I should try it in Brave,
Yeah.
because Brave does all the ad blocking and tracking, blocking and shit like that. So
Yeah.
that could speed it up.
Well, I hope it's you figure it out and it works out. It's pretty cool. And then you can.
A friend of mine let me borrow his Oculus Go because he bought it for his kid, and his kid never plays it. So like, that's supposedly. I read like a 2-year-old article about crypto voxels where a dude was talking about trying to optimize it for the Go. So like, it's probably better now. I just gotta get that all set up.
Yeah, I just use the laptop and just kind of scroll through. I haven't had a chance yet to really do the virtual like VR stuff with the goggles. I have an old Samsung VR Gear VR, which now apparently isn't compatible with anything. So it's like a little relic that I have sitting on the sitting on yeah, it's pretty crazy. I like the evolution, the way things are moving forward is like at the speed of light. It's like, man, I
Yeah, especially with the whole global quarantine, everybody's just sitting inside
yeah.
with nothing better to do. So it's just it rapidly there's a word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Accelerated. That's the word I'm looking for. Accelerated the NFT ecosystem and the blockchain community and Web3 development and all
Yeah,
that.
it's true.
But we have nothing but
Yeah.
time.
It's funny though, because like before the lockdown, I guess I'm busier now than I was before. The only thing is I have no events like outside, so I'm usually home anyways and working from home unless I have to go for meetings or like just like go out and do shopping or go have food outside or whatever. And you know, being at home is not so bad for me. I mean, I still go out and around here and there if I need to. It's not like total lockdown here w where I am, so that's kind of nice. But and it's easing up actually, so there's more people out. I think by the 12th of May, the lockdown is going to be lifted here, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm in New York State
Ah,
where it's
woo!
about the worst in the
Yeah,
world.
crazy.
Which I'm on the opposite side of the state from New York City, but like the county I'm in is like second worst in the state, which is basically second worst in the country, which is the worst in the world. So a few weeks ago, our governor said May 15th we were planning to lift lockdown, but who knows? And like, who knows even better now? Because like, just when we thought it was safe to go back outside, nature was like, "Fuck you, bro!" Murder hornets.
Oh shit, for real? I would.
Yeah, the giant Japanese murder hornet or some shit like that.
Man.
Like they just started getting seen in America recently.
Whew.
So
Oh
America's just
man.
fucked.
You know what? Like
Like I feel like 2020 is like, all right, this is the last season of the America reality show, and the writers are just like, go fucking wild.
it's pretty crazy there, man. And it's interesting because when you're there, like I think for you and for other Americans, it's different being in it than seeing it from the outside. And you know, like
It probably looks horrible
when
from the outside.
I look at it and I'm like, oh man, like in a way, like it's all one big sort of circus experiment in the US.
It does seem that way. It really does. I have zero faith in our government.
But you know, and that's the thing. There's such a contrast between the government and the people. Like I've met Americans and I've been to the States, and Americans are like the nicest people. Like, you know, just they're all really nice. But yet you look at it from the outside, from that perspective of seeing the government and you know what foreign policy is and all these kind of things, and you're like, fuck, well, like what's wrong with America? But the people. And I think that's what really matters. And that's what kind of hurts me the most with everything that's going on, and especially the politics and stuff and whatever else is happening, is that the people are the ones who suffer. And you know, and I think that, you know, we just have to look out for each other, you know, and do what we do and try to live the best that we can and not be afraid of hornets and invisible viruses and different things that are floating around. Like, we just kind of have to have that freedom to live our life in a way and try and make the best of it for ourselves and be able to survive and live and contribute something good to the world and society.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at this point, like, it's just a matter of what's coming next. 2020 has just been fucking wild. Like, what a year so far. Third of the way through it.
It's crazy. Oh man.
We thought the clowns in the woods were bad in 2017.
Yeah, there was it's been a string of interesting years. Like there were 2016, people thought, okay, this is shit. They're like, this is the shittiest year ever. And then 2017 came, and then that seemed to be shitty too. And it was just like this continuation of, okay, let's just get over that and let's just focus on the things that we need to do and not be too distracted and just fucking be a good person and do your thing. And I think that's what we should all focus on.
Yeah, and luckily for me, I've been practicing social distancing for like a couple decades. So I was, it has not affected my day-to-day life like at all. So I already was out of work because I was working on a farm like 60 hours a week as like the only employee doing pretty much everything. And the owner went to Florida for the winter and I was supposed to go with him, but my probation officer wouldn't let me. So I've kind of been sitting
Oh
around.
man. Yeah, farm is that. I think having that opportunity to be outside or access to nature is freaking awesome.
It's the hardest work I've ever done, but it's definitely also my favorite job I've ever
Yeah,
had. Like,
reward. It's rewarding.
I was like, I'm outside all day and like I'm doing actual work and like I eat better because I need the calories to sustain myself and like I sleep better because I work 10 hours a day and all I want to do when I get done is sleep. I like it. I'm actually going to be moving there pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm in the city here. I was supposed to go back to Canada, and my mom, she lives like in the woods, not the woods, but like, you know, in between two small towns. And it's so nice when I go back and visit, and just to be close to nature and be out there and not be so cramped up. Like I've been in cities pretty much all my life, and I'm used to it, and I like cities, but at the same time, I really appreciate that opportunity to like kind of be, you know, in nature or have access to nature and not having like, you know, all this concrete around you. And yeah,
Right,
looking forward to going back. Actually, they just like just before I was supposed to fly back, they locked shit down, so I kind of was stuck. I couldn't get back, and I'm waiting to rebook my flight. Hopefully, Mom, if you're listening, I'll be there soon, you know.
I kind of thought your mom was listening to NFT time, but she might
Yeah,
be.
I'll share the link.
Hi,
My
mom.
mom, hey, you'd be surprised. My mom's selling her art on her crypto art on NFTs and crypto, and she's trying to get a
Oh, that's
parcel in
awesome.
crypto voxels, and she's excited, and she just
That's very
sold some
cool.
of her Bitcoin.
In that case, maybe your mom is listening.
Yeah,
Because
she'll be.
this whole podcast is about
Yeah, she'll be
NFTs.
listening. I'll share the link with her. Shout out to Mom.
Nice.
Cool. So I gotta go in about 5 minutes. So maybe if there's anything, let's see. Maybe we can talk about the pop-up that's coming up on this weekend. Yeah.
Do that. Then we'll hop on another call, do another episode, and get through these
Awesome.
questions. Everybody that's been on so far has had to schedule the next episode to get through the questions, so don't feel bad because we never get to them.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So I guess this weekend, is this going to be out in time for tomorrow? Saturday? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't edit it. I just put up the raw audio and add a sponsored segment or two and some split it up so I can do like some little intros and outros and
All
shit.
right, beautiful. Okay, so I guess I'll shout out what's coming up on Saturday. It's going to be in the morning, LA time, 10 a.m., New York time, 1 p.m., and over here where I'm at, it's going to be 1 a.m., and that's Saturday, May 9th. It's our third volume of the pop-up, which is going to happen in Crypto Voxels at the Scarlet Factory. So if you go to dowrecords.org, you can just click on, or you just find us actually, Dow Records, anywhere out there, you probably find us. And we're featuring artwork by Nestu, which is a Malaysian graffiti artist, who I'm getting him onto the blockchain stuff. And then we have music by Q Sound, Glazed Baguette, Nadira, Napoleon, The Legend, and Il Crux and Psychedelic. And it's hosted by myself. And basically, it's just like a half hour of a music mix. And I talk about the artists and interact with people in Crypto Voxels. And then we will have NFTs up for sale and that sort of thing. We're still working it out with Mintbase. I'm trying to get optimize the situation to have our NFTs exactly how we need them to be. And once that's ready, we'll release those. But yeah, we're just going through the motions and learning what we can as we go along each volume. Season one will have five volumes, so we're three away. 23rd of May will be the last one, and then I'm going to take a short break to work on season two after that. So hope you can make it out Saturday, May 9th. Come on through.
Yeah, I will definitely try. At the very least, I'll be able to connect and stand there and not move.
Hey, I mean, at least you can hear the main thing is to tune into the audio and just kind of have the experience.
Certainly. One of these days, we'll have to talk to you about maybe getting on the pop-up with
Yes,
some of my
yes.
other music.
Let's talk about maybe for season two. Season one, everything's locked down. So we're going to be moving into
Oh, yeah.
season two.
I figured.
So yeah, let's definitely try and do
Do better.
that.
But for this, like, this was kind of just a spur of the moment thing. I started on
Nice.
Easter.
Yeah, I appreciate the invite
Yeah,
to be on and talk. It's awesome, man, and keep doing it.
I'm trying to invite people like I've already networked with a little bit and like talked to, or like I appreciate their projects or it's aligning with my projects, and basically just like educate the world and the crypto community about NFTs and get some more free exposure for the people that like their projects are small or just coming up and like are
Awesome,
awesome shit.
man.
Like, it was just cause there's so much going on in the NFT space. Like, I want to get the people from Bolionics on one of these days.
I was talking
I
I
talked
was
to them a
chatting
little
with
bit
them
about
as well,
it.
trying to do stuff with Dow Records, and I was supposed to do like a pre the premiere of one of my videos on there when they did their launch in Crypto Voxels, but there was quite a technical difficulties that happened, so that didn't happen,
Let's try and get the
but
crypto boxes through on here sometime.
get Ben up in here to talk. Yeah,
Let's
it'd be
reach out to
awesome.
them.
All right, Bruce, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you having me. I gotta make a move over
Yeah.
here.
I appreciate you. We will reschedule a new episode to get to the
Okay,
questions
sounds
one of these
good, man.
days. Again, like, we can get to the questions with
No
anybody,
worries,
so don't
no
feel
worries.
bad.
It's cool. It's all about having the chat anyways. I like this kind of thing, so
It's
yeah,
all for
no
fun, you
doubt.
know what I mean?
All right. Cheers, bro. Take care. Have a good night over there. Okay.
All right.
Peace
You
out.
too.
Bye.
You later.